This is URN Sport.
My name's Louis Cotgrove and I'm interviewing Megan, the president of the Wheelchair Basketball Club. How you doing, Megan?
I'm good. Thanks. Good.
Are you looking forward to varsity? First question.
Yes. So much.
Yeah? Why are you looking forward to it so much?
Well, first of all, we lost against Trent last year, and that wasn't that great because, well, we were pretty good last year, I have to say, and we weren't even a club, but this year we're a club, and this year we train really, really hard, and even more so, every single competition we've had against them, save for one at the beginning of the year, but that doesn't matter, we've beat them, like, we've smashed them, and so I'm really excited because I think this varsity is going to be ours.
So you think that this varsity is the one where you take the crown back?
Yes, definitely, for sure. In fact, it's like the first varsity point that we ever have, and it's definitely going to be ours, I think. If we keep up our training, we keep up, like, this attitude and spirit, yeah, for sure.
Well, there's definitely a positive attitude. Has this been reflected though in your season so far?
I definitely would say so, actually. So it's our first year, obviously we're gonna have teething problems with, say, recruitment and the numbers of people that we have, but we've gone on to organize our own friendlies and our own fixtures, and we actually went for the biggest one quite recently, like about a month ago, the University Championships in Manchester. So last year when we played, we came in 11th, I think, and that was... This is a huge competition. Like, with this competition, I've met people who have played in the Olympics, like, Paralympics 5 times, and I actually got to meet and play against some of the people that went to Rio this time, so it was really exciting. And so this time, from 11th, we jumped all the way up to 6th, and this is for someone in a club that, you know, we don't have any Premier League players, we don't have any league players, and... we're just completely just normal people coming to play a sport, like, for the first time. So the fact that we managed to do so well, Trent came 7th and we came 6th. So, you know.
Most importantly
of all.
Nice. So, we've spoken about, you've touched on the fact that this is your first year, and in fact that wheelchair basketball is the first dedicated Paralympic sport club of the University of Nottingham. Do you feel like this adds pressure to succeed, or do you like having that mantle?
I would say it's 50-50. It does give me a pressure, like, to succeed and to make sure that my club, like, you know, like, is going to go to the right places, because I think we've set pretty lofty goals. I don't think it's unattainable, but we've all set pretty lofty goals in the sense that we are the first disability sport. We definitely want to be, you know, giving off the right impression. We definitely want to have the correct ethos, and I mean, for us, our goal is to help the campaign of disability sport, not just in our university, but completely throughout England, because it's so rare to actually find a competitive wheelchair basketball club. Like, for me, when I organise fixtures, I actually struggle. I have to contact, like, individual universities, and many times they'll be like, sorry, we don't have wheelchair basketball, so you can't compete, or sorry, we only have a social sport session, so, you know, there's just no contact for us in that sense. So for us, it's like kind of like a crusade, and our main goal is to try to get Bucks to recognise us as a disability sport and to actually, you know, take us in as a Bucks sport, because we definitely think it's competitive, we definitely think it's popular, but we don't get the support that we deserve, so that's kind of scary because we have all that pressure on us.
That is lofty goals indeed, and I think these are definitely achievable. So could you explain for our listeners who are not so familiar with the concept of wheelchair basketball what the differences or the main differences between wheelchair and able-bodied basketball are?
You're in a wheelchair.
Okay, yeah. Apart from the wheelchair,
apart
nice
from
one.
That, well, the thing is, the rules are pretty much exactly the same in the sense, like, compared to able-bodied. I mean, you need to get the ball across the halfway line in 8 seconds. You're not allowed to stay in the key for for longer than 3 seconds. It's more the main, like, difference is because you're in a wheelchair, the contact is different. So there are specific rules pertaining to how you have to manage your chair. Actually, in our sport, what we always say is basically the chair that you're in is an extension of your body. So no part of it, for example, is allowed to be off court. And just as it's a non-contact, you're not allowed to use it to hit other people and things like that. But it just makes it even more fun because you can use, like, your wheels strategically to stop people. You can use it, like, your wheels to back into people, which is also a foul, but you know, you can kind of see that. And it's just like the intricacies of the wheel work, like that is just so fun. You don't get that. I mean, you get fancy footwork on the court, but like watching someone maneuver, like they're pretty big sports here, that is so different. And I think that really sets wheelchair and able-bodied basketball apart.
Nice. So what can when we go down and watch the wheelchair basketball taking place, what can we expect to see?
What can you expect to see? You can expect that it's going to be more fast-paced than you imagine. I think a lot of times, or even for me, before I got introduced to sport, I thought that because wheelchair basketball was a disability sport, it was going to be slow, people were going to make like granny pushes across the court, it wasn't going to be that fun. But when I first tried it out, and when I first watched it actually, it moves so fast, and yeah, you can see that the scoreline is not as high as able-bodied basketball, and we're definitely not going to read like 80s and 100s as what you've seen in able-bodied, because first of all, the hoop is the same, like it's the same height, and we're in a chair, so you have to, you know, give us a little bit of leeway. So we normally hit like say 20s, 30s, and maybe 40s if we're lucky, but like it doesn't detract at all, so the scoreline doesn't reflect how fast it goes, how competitive it is, and just like how much intensity it requires. Like it looks easy on court, I would think. When I first saw it, like, you know, on Rio and things like that, it looked effortless. Their chairs, they just like maneuver, it's like going on water, but you know, it's difficult. So you're gonna expect a lot of that. You're gonna like, I think definitely when you watch wheelchair basketball, what you need to expect is to be surprised.
I think that's a brilliant kind of motto to go out to all of our listeners. So when does wheelchair basketball take place? Where does it take place?
So we have an engage session that's open to everyone of all abilities. That's Tuesday 4:30 to 6 at DRSV, our own sports centre, and then we have club training sessions every Saturday from 12 to 2 p.m. It's also open to everyone, but it's more intense. We have our coach down, and he plays in the league, and he's an ex-ledge hockey player, like, for Team GB, so he's pretty intense, and he rises pretty hard. But yeah, it's all very fun and all open to everyone, so I would definitely say try it out.
Nice. Well, I wish you all the best, Megan. Will you be playing in the team?
Yes, definitely, for sure, 100%. Like, I mean, the coach still has to pick the team, but like, I'm pretty sure since this is my last year that I get to play. But yeah, you can definitely see me on court, I think.
Nice. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
And here's to another victory over Trent.
Thank you, for sure.
Thank you.